from Edmonton, from the Meyer Horowitz Theater at the University of Alberta. If you see a sock on the doorknob, don't come in. We're doing the Irrelevant Show!
When you add in all those savings and the extra features, I think you'll agree that this makes much more sense.
I don't know. This is very complicated.
What do you mean? What's not to understand? Look, Steve...
Steven, call me Dr. Hawking. Or Professor Hawking. Shoo.
Bless you.
So, tell me again about the texting.
All right, Professor Hawking. I'll talk you through this one more time. If you switch over to the Friends Forever plan, you'll get 300 unlimited incoming texts, along with the 5 free calling numbers on our network, and 3 numbers on other networks that the Simple Family First plan has. But if you wanted to upgrade just the texting portion to include outgoing texts on evening and weekends, I could add that feature for just $10 a month.
Nope. You lost me there.
This is simple. As I've explained, your best option is to cancel your current contract at a cost of $223.50, which will qualify you to sign on as a new customer, which will save you $15 a month over the life of your new contract and make you eligible for a one-time, one-month bonus of 2,000 minutes.
But what if I want to?
Oh, man.
Let me finish.
I'm only trying to help you find the plan that's smartest for you.
Are you calling me stupid?
No.
Don't call me stupid, you little pissant. I will destroy you.
Sir, there's no need to raise your voice.
I am not raising my voice.
Sir, I'm hanging up now.
I hate you so much.
Okay, I'm hanging up.
No, I'm hanging up.
No,
I'm hanging up.
No,
I'm hanging up.
No, I am hanging up.
No, me. I am hanging up on you and your ridiculous...
God!
There is no God. Sigh.
Bonjour, and welcome to Love the Luncheon Meats. This is a show for those who have just moved away from home and are cooking for themselves for the first time. I'm Todd, and this is my fellow processed meat connoisseur, Brandon.
Hola.
Hola.
Hi, how are you doing, Todd?
Good.
Good. Today we're going to compare a premium brand bologna with an economical store brand.
And just to let you know, we've taped over the labels, so this is totally blind. The bolognese will have to speak for themselves.
All right, let's listen to them speak right now. I'm going to open up the package. Here we go.
Okay, and we're just going to let the meat sweat for a bit.
Right, good. Good. And now let's breathe. Breathe in that heady bouquet of both of these meats.
Oh, it's like I can smell the barnyard.
Oh, it is.
I'm getting hints of hay, some nice mustardy undertones, just a sniff of freshly cut grass.
Yeah. Oh, this one has a bold muscularity. You know, I'm guessing this is our premium bologna.
Nice. Okay, now, let's give it a taste. Holy cow, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is... Oh, I got a little chunky bit here. And I'm just wondering, is this some kind of spice or bone or maybe a byproduct?
You know, it's really hard to say, Todd, but that's not a bad thing, because one crucial quality in a good luncheon meat is a sense of mystery.
Absolutely. And these are both mysteriously tasty.
Absolutely. And they both have a nice meat-like color.
That's why they call them the pink meats.
God bless sodium nitrate.
and they both finish smoothly. I think this one slides down just a touch easier.
Ooh, Todd, do I detect a hint of real meat?
I'm reading the ingredients, and it clearly says may contain real meat. So yes, you definitely might be tasting meat.
Wow, you know, I have to say they are both sensational. I'm gonna have to call it a tie.
Me too. So go for the store brand and save some money because the cheaper Bologna is just as yummy.
Why did you say Bologna?
I don't know. It's spelled that way.
Yeah, I know, but it didn't really sound respectful to the meat.
Mea culpa.
Respect the meat, Todd!
Okay, I hear you, Brandon. Okay? Message received. Please join us next time on Love the Lunch and Meats when we ask the question, what the hell is mock chicken?
Looking for The Irrelevant Show online? It's easy. Just visit www.cbc.ca/irrelevantshow. _info/main_page_home. And please note that you actually have to spell ampersand, not just use the symbol. And everything I just explained about the ampersand is actually part of the web address, including this explanation of the explanation. \xylophone spelled phonetically, *! All one word. By simply typing that address into your web browser, you'll be taken to a page with a phone number. Call that number to receive a location where you'll meet a man who will give you the combination to a locker filled with brochures telling you everything you need to know about The Irrelevant Show. Check it out!
Who has taught us so much about the human race.
Ow! I'm coming. Hey, Zorglax, what's eating you today? Yeah, well, turn your bellow down to mellow, man. Hey, other alien, can you tell Zorglax to chill?
Zorglax, perform the act of chilling upon yourself, as requested by our very special guest Earthling called Ryan, correct?
Yeah, Ryan. Jeez, other alien, how long have I been up here on your ship and you still don't even know my name?
Sorry, Ryan. I am very bad with names. I know I need to work on that.
When you first get introduced to someone, you should use that person's name 3 times and then you'll always remember it.
Full of useful information, our Earthling, Ryan. You have been so helpful to us, hasn't he, Zorglax? Now we are eager to hear more about your species and how we may enslave them easily.
Cool.
You've provided us with a list of humans we should eliminate. Tell me, Ryan.
Good.
Who is the Earth leader you refer to as Douche Bag Boss?
Douche Bag Boss? I don't know.
You also use the identifier David Lee.
Oh, my douchebag boss! Yeah, my supervisor at work. Yeah, of all the douchebags, he is the douchebaggiest. You guys should totally get him, man.
And then all the other Earthlings will follow.
Well, for sure everyone on his floor. They all do whatever he says, even though he's an idiot. I have tons of great ideas how to run that place way more efficiently, but he doesn't want to hear about them. It's like he's afraid of ideas or something, like the filing system.
Yes, he is a foolish leader and ripe for conquering. Magnificent. And who also is this Lord of the Land you speak of?
Lord of the... Oh, right, my landlord, yeah. Yeah, he is completely gross. Never fixes anything. My sink is still backed up and I have to use Drano like every week. And my stove has never, ever worked right. Ugh, he's a big, hairy guy, sweats like cheap bologna. You should nail him for sure.
And if we overthrow this Lord of the Land, we shall be seen as liberators, and all Earthlings will acknowledge our greatness.
Well, for sure the guy in the apartment downstairs, he hates him too. So listen, when I'm ruler of the world...
Remember, Zorglax, we promised to make Ryan ruler of the world in return for his help.
Yeah, and I thought of what I want to be called, Supreme Master Delight.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I want an iPad.
Really?
And also, could you tell Zorglax to stop probing me? I mean, how many tests does he have to run?
You do not wish Zorglax to probe you any longer.
Yeah, well, frankly, he does probe me quite a lot. And he gets really angry if I say no.
Zorglax, we have spoken about this. Yes, we have. Your anger. Ryan, you have remained with Zorglax long enough.
Oh, yeah, are you guys gonna go down to Earth now and take over and make me ruler?
Soon. We will do that soon. You will come with me now, though.
Okay, what's going on now?
Some further study.
Oh, hold on. Are you gonna probe me again?
Yes.
Haven't you guys probed me enough? I mean, how much more information do you think is up there?
Do you want to be ruler of the world or not?
Yeah.
Well, then.
All right. But I'll be ruler of the world, right? After the probing, right?
Yes. Zorglax.
Shh. Ow. Hey, Zorglax, take off your watch.
And now, The Irrelevant Show is proud to present the unbridled musicality of Ben Suras!
You used to love me and take me everywhere. First thing in the morning and all through the day, I heard what you had to say. You showed me off. Our friends would sigh. We were the talk of the town till you said goodbye. And now I'm used up, in with the new and out with me. And I'm not your iPhone anymore. I'm last year's 3G. 6 beautiful months before I was old news, before I slowed down and started looking abused. But I stored all your numbers with room in my cache. Even though you dropped me a lot, I never crash. Now I'm used up, and with the new and out with me. And I'm not your iPhone anymore. I'm last year's 3G. Every whispered confession, every screened call, when you scrolled with two fingers, that was the best part of all. When you threw up, I never complained. Even though my mouthpiece never quite smelled the same. And now I'm used up, in with the new and out with me. And I'm not your iPhone anymore. I'm last year's 3G. Well, you can tell that new phone, so pretty and smug, it won't be long till he's shook out like a rug. There's a 5 in the wings with some awesome new apps. He might be golden now, but in 6 months he'll be crap.
Welcome
welcome to a special episode of Love the Luncheon Meats. I'm Todd McLaughlin.
And I'm Brandon Dublee.
Today, we're looking at canned meats. Canned meats have been with us since the time of Napoleon.
Spam, tulip, click, holiday spork. The name of canned meats trips off the tongue as easily as Sunny D or Tang.
Two excellent beverages.
That's true. So, Todd, what makes a truly great canned meat?
To begin with, it's the sound. I'm going to open up a can of luncheon meat so we can teach you what to listen for in a quality canned meat. You will notice a nice release of gas when I open the can.
Oh, I heard it. And now I smell it.
Mm-hmm. Now, what you're looking for next is a touch of reluctance. A good canned meat doesn't just come rushing out of the can.
Right. So you want some suction in your canned meat.
Exactly. And listen for the plop when it hits the plate.
Right. Now, the plop should be firm, but not solid.
Yes. Any good canned meat is going to have a bit of aspic or meat jelly. So you want a squish to accompany your plop. Here we go.
Ooh, and there it went.
Mm-hmm. And this is delicious. It's meat-like texture always makes me think of something else.
Yeah, it makes me think of cold hot dogs and canned bacon. But hold on, what's this red coating on the click?
Oh, that's blood.
Wow. And what do you think of that ingredient?
Well, not much, because it's my blood.
What?
I cut myself when I was opening the can.
Oh!
It's just part of the canned meat experience, my friend.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah. And it doesn't hurt the taste.
That's for sure.
Next week on Love the Luncheon Meats, whole chicken in a can. It's one whole chicken in a can.
And now, the Irrelevant Show presents The Long Ride Home.
Well, thank
hey,
you.
Thanks
that
a lot.
Great.
No,
I've been
it was a lot of
fun.
That was great.
Really
great.
Okay.
Bye. Bye. Oh, that was fun. Okay, what did I do?
Well, the first thing is, how could
The Long Ride Home, playing this weekend in your car.
And so, with 5 minutes left in game one of the NBA semifinals, we're going to break for commercial.
Hey, yeah, it's me. Are you watching this? I know, brutal. Oh, yeah. Hey, did you see Jack Nicholson? Yeah, yeah. Oh, and that Michael Cera guy? Jeez, he's doing okay. Yeah, yeah, man, I'd love to have his life. Hell, forget his life. Did you see his watch? That's a Tag Heuer Aqua Racer. I would sell my soul for a watch like that.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to call you back. Hi, can I help you?
I'm here to help you, John Morgan. You see, I couldn't help but overhear your conversation with your friend.
You listen to people's conversations?
Well, yes. Just to hear if someone is going to offer up their soul for something.
Does that happen often?
Not as often as I'd like, no. But you, John Morgan, you said you would sell your soul for a watch. A watch like this one.
Can I see it?
Sure.
You got the box for it, too?
The box.
Yeah.
I'm sure I have
it. Yeah, it comes with papers,
just,
a booklet.
Just give me a minute here.
A little card that says it's real.
Right, right, the box.
Yeah, it's a nice box.
Okay. Here we go.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. All right, that's the one.
So, John Morgan, will you sell your soul for this watch? Are you ready to face
it?
Great. Well, your soul is mine, John Morgan.
A tightly fought battle here in game three of the NBA semifinal.
Hello, John Morgan.
Oh, hey.
Do you have the time?
What?
The time. Do you have the time?
What are you talking about?
I was trying to remind you about the watch. You know, the watch you traded your soul for 2 days ago.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. Oh, clever.
Right.
Yeah,
so good. Wait. Are you not even wearing it?
Yeah, I forgot it.
You forgot the watch you sold your soul for?
Yeah, well, you know how it is. You have a morning routine, and when you add something new in there, it's hard to remember.
I guess, but still, I mean...
Okay, I'll totally wear it tomorrow.
Okay, well, see you later, I guess.
Yeah, cool.
This is it, fans. The all-important Game 5 of basketball's penultimate contest.
John Morgan! Tick tock, tick tock. Oh, son of a bitch, it's still in the box! You have got to be kidding me!
Dude, I just got home. It's not like I'm gonna put it on right now.
Why the hell not?
Well, I'm sitting here watching a ball game. Who am I trying to impress?
Look at this watch, man! Alligator leather scrap, polished brushed black titanium steel case, scratch-resistant sapphire, and it's self-winding. All you have to do is wear it, and it winds itself, and... Oh, and of course it's stopped now because you haven't even looked at it.
Well, dude, it's awesome. Yeah, I love it.
Are you not taking this seriously? Because I was serious when I said I had your soul. Like, no kidding. If you die and you haven't even worn it, your soul is still mine.
I know.
Seriously, man.
Yeah, okay.
Man, whatever.
This is it. The seventh and deciding game of the NBA semifinal.
I want it back.
What?
Give me the watch back. You're not using it. It's just... It's just stupid.
No way. You totally traded it fair and square.
No. When I traded it, there was an understanding that you were taking this seriously, and I don't feel that that's happened. So I'm taking it back.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. That's your whole life. Whatever.
Wait, hold on. Wait, you're judging me? You're Satan.
At least I've accomplished something. Look at you, sitting on your couch, doing nothing. Seize the day. Make your life extraordinary.
Dude, did you just quote Robin Williams from Dead Poets Society?
Now, screw you! And you know this game? Lakers win it by 10. Enjoy your evening, jerk!
Yeah, go to hell! Loser.
Listening to The Irrelevant Show, starring Marianne Copathorne, Neil Gron, Mark Meir, Jana O'Connor, and Donovan Workin. Live music was performed by Ben Suras. Live sound effects by Dave Clark, with assistance from Eric Wagers.
Dave Clark is a genius. Eric, too.
The show was written by Neil Gron,
Kathleen Rootsart,
Niall Sagan, Ben Suras, George Westerholm, and Peter Brown. Head writer was Neil Gron. The Irrelevant Show was produced and directed by Peter Brown and recorded before a live audience at the Meyer Horowitz Theater at the University of Alberta in Edmonton.
Hi, radio listeners. Remember, you can download free podcasts of The Irrelevant Show for free. We have two feeds, Irrelevant Show sketches and episodes of The Irrelevant Show. You can find them at iTunes or cbc.ca/irrelevantshow. Next week's show comes to you from the Shell Theatre in Fort Saskatchewan, Alberta. You'll hear sketches about speed dating for cat ladies and a couple of football referees get into a very public argument.
After further review of the play, the receiver was down by contact. There is no fumble. Edmonton ball.
Well, that's your opinion.
What?
Mel, we're not on the same page on this one.
Ted, we discussed this.
No, you discussed it. When I talked, you made that face you always make.
That's next Saturday morning on The Irrelevant Show. See you then.